The Manhattan Theater Club's production on Broadway of August Wilson's Jitney, directed by Tony Award winner Ruben Santiago Hudson, is the only work from the late two-time Pulitzer Prize winner's American Century Cycle that had never previously been seen on Broadway. The play has received rave reviews and plays at the Samuel Friedman Theater through March 12th. Set in the early 1970s, the play follows a group of men trying to eke out a living by driving unlicensed cabs or jitneys. When the city threatens to board up the business and the boss's son returns from prison, tempers flare, potent secrets are revealed, and the fragile threads binding these people together start to come undone. Here is a scene from Jitney between actors John Douglas Thompson and Brandon J. Durden, portraying father and son.
I taught you to respect life. I taught you all of life is precious.
Yeah, Pop, you taught me a lot of things. And a lot of things I had to learn on my own. Like that time Mr. Rand came to the house to collect the rent when we was 2 months behind. I don't remember what year it was. I just know it was winter. Grandma Ada had just died and you got behind in the rent because you had to help pay for a funeral. I don't know if you knew it, Pop, but you were a big man. Everywhere you went, people treated you like a big man. You used to take me to the barbershop with you. You'd walk in there and fill up the whole place. Everybody would stop cussing because Jim Becker had walked in. And I would just look at you and wonder how you could be that big. I wanted to be like that. I would go to school and try to make myself feel big, but I never could. But I told myself that's okay, because when I get grown, I'm going to be big like that, walk in the barbershop, have everybody stop and look at me. So that day when Mr. Rand came to the house, it was snowing. You came out on the porch. And he started shouting and cussing and threatening to put us out in the street where we belonged. And I was waiting for you to tell him to shut up, to get off your porch. But you just looked at him and promised you'd have the money next month. Mama came to the door and Mr. Rand kept shouting and cussing. And I looked at Mama. She was trying to get me to go in the house. And I looked at you, and you had got smaller. The longer he shouted, the smaller you got. And when we went back to the barbershop, you didn't seem big no more. You was the same size as everybody else. You was just another man in the barbershop. See, that's when I told myself, if I ever got big, I wouldn't let nothing make me small.
We welcome this morning three-time Tony Award-winning producer and actor Ron Simons to discuss his role in producing the Broadway debut of August Wilson's Jitney. Ron Simons is a leading Broadway producer with a list of credits that include the Tony Award-winning revival of Porgy and Bess, the all-black Broadway production of A Streetcar Named Desire, starring Blair Underwood, and Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike, which won the Tony Award for Best New Play. We welcome Ron Simons to the roundtable this morning. Ron, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you for the invitation. I'm glad to be here.
One of the things that has fascinated me about this, as obviously we are in an August Wilson season, although I think all seasons should be, but we're seeing Fences on the screen being nominated for Oscars, and now on Broadway we have Jitney. And this is part of August Wilson's cycle. This is the one that never made it to Broadway. So what finally got it there?
It was a confluence of a variety of things. I think that the director, Ruben Santiago Hudson, had been trying and planning to bring this to Broadway for some time. So the collaboration that happened with MTC and then eventually with myself and the other producers, Eric Falkenstein, is the culmination of years of work to get it to this place. So it didn't just happen because of this past year or Fences was coming down the pike. This has been planned for quite some time. So I feel like the universe is conspiring, if you will, to bring August's voice to the stage and screen.
Is there a reason that it never got there originally? It had a good run off Broadway. Is there a reason it never went to Broadway when it was originally produced?
Rumor has it, I wasn't around at the time, but rumor has it that the producers at the time just didn't feel as though it had the legs to have recoupment. I don't know if that's true or not, but eventually, and August Wilson plays though often well received, certainly in the New York market, Broadway and off-Broadway, plays in general are often a slightly harder sell without a star or a lead in the role. Because theater owners, of course, today have the pick of the litter because there are so few Broadway houses relative to the number of shows that are seeking a Broadway stage. So I understood that it was a matter of recoupment and not faith that the production would recoup if it moved to Broadway.
Talk a little bit about that casting that you have done, and as a producer of this show, bringing this cast together, because not only do you have just an amazing, electric, fantastic cast, they all have experience in working in August Wilson's plays. And that is, it really comes through, and of course with Ruben Santiago Hudson directing of certainly his work with August Wilson, that of how strongly that comes across on the stage.
Yeah, you know, that I lay that completely and fully at the feet of the director, Ruben Santiago Hudson. Ruben, for all of his productions, spends a great deal of time picking the right cast that he feels is really appropriate for the show that he's doing. And this was no exception. He picked the finest actors that he could find to do the roles that are on, for the roles that they appear in. And he was absolutely not wrong in this regard. The cast for the show is kind of just sick. There is one person I will, you know, in fairness to say, who has never done an August Wilson play before, and that's Michael Potts. He shared that with me on opening night. I didn't know that he had not done any August Wilson. And so he dropped into that role without the years of experience that perhaps other cast members had and just knocked it out of the park.
Nailed it, yeah. The show has been getting amazing reviews. When you opened, the reviews come out, and I would think, as a producer, you could not want or expect better reviews than that.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. We feel so blessed to have shared this work and have it received so well, because sometimes you do great work, and either it goes unnoticed, one or two critics of note may not like it or find some bone to pick, and then the production suffers. In this case, I think you're absolutely right. It's hard to imagine much better press than what we received for Jitney. And I always say kudos to the creative team and MTC, who was responsible for, you know, heralding and bringing this thing to Broadway after all these years. And by the way, you know, Jitney, as you probably know, though it's the last to appear on Broadway, it was the first of the 10 plays in August Wilson's cycle. So there's a bit of irony and circuitousness there because, you know, we begin at the beginning and we end at the beginning.
And we say this about a lot of work, and we certainly say this a lot about August Wilson's work, but to put this show up is really fascinating and I think very meaningful of how it still resonates and how vital and contemporary it is.
I got to tell you that was not lost on me either. I think that particularly in these political times, it's so important to share works of diverse voices. And in many ways, though, I think we as a nation have made some headway in dealing with bigotry and racism. I think we would all agree that we have further to go in that regard. And on that path, as we go on that journey to equality and, you know, what the Constitution guaranteed us, freedom of life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, I think it's really, 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 really key that we uphold and promote and give voice to these diverse voices who are under siege right now, and those who may not be directly under siege, but who are ignored by, you know, sort of mainstream entertainment and arts organizations.
Let's talk about you for a second as far as being an actor and a producer. How do you choose these roles and decide when you want to be on the stage and when you want to be a guiding hand in what is presented on the stage?
Well, as a producer, I started my company, Simon Says Entertainment, with the premise of tell every story. So since 2009, I've been producing shows for Broadway as well as independent film, now moving into the world of television. And the key word in that trademarked saying story is the beginning of any conversation for anything that I would produce. So it begins with a great story. And then we basically look at the triad of the three important things that Simon Says will promote the Simon Says brand or put our name on. That would be projects that are about underrepresented communities, could be LGBTQ, people of color, women, the disabled, elderly, et cetera, et cetera. Second, it must have high artistic integrity. And third, that it's commercially viable. So that's the trifecta. And when we find a project that is the trifecta, we kind of bend over backwards and do somersaults because we get so excited. Because it's difficult to find a project that has all three of those. You can find a commercially viable piece. So many horror movies come out, that just about every year that I would argue are not that great, but they will recoup their money and they're come and gone. But the artistic integrity is missing. That's what is not missing in our projects. And that's sort of the hallmark of a project. For acting, it's a different story. Because as an actor, I go out for roles that myself and my agent feel that I'm appropriate for. Occasionally, I will do roles in projects that I'm not sure how they will turn out because I'm not at the helm. So it's really up to the producers of that show and the director to not only have the vision, but then execute the vision in such a way that makes the story compelling. And I don't have any control over that. So I wish I could say I do, but in terms of the producing side, I have much more control than I do in my role as an actor.
Okay, but when you're sitting there on opening night and you're watching that incredible ensemble on the stage of the Samuel Friedman Theater and watching Jitney, don't you think for yourself for a second, even though you're producing it, oh my God, I'd love to be on that stage.
Well, yes, I love August Wilson. So I won't lie and tell you that, I would love to participate in a production like that. But that so quickly diffuses and just goes away that I literally get brought into the story and carried away with not another thought on that issue. So if it is a thought, it's a fleeting thought. And what I'm really appreciating is that it is so much pride in the work that these men and women put into making this incredible work come to life. Because, the great thing about August Wilson is you begin with a great story. So then it's really just about the visionary like Ruben Santiago Hudson and even MTC for putting it on to make sure that the reality or the implementation, stands up to the quality of the material. And I think that MTC and Ruben and the cast and crew have accomplished that mission. And I got to tell you, as you talk about sitting there opening night, I remember thinking when I saw Hamilton, I was for the first time somewhere in the production, I started tearing up. And I wasn't tearing up because what was happening on the stage was particularly emotionally compelling, though I did find there were points in the play that were very emotionally compelling. But I started tearing up because I felt as though I was witnessing nines or nine pluses across the board for all the production values for that show. That is the writing, the producing, the directing, the acting, the set design. It was just the entire team got it right. And I had a very, very similar feeling happen when I sat there and watched Jitney. It's like, wow, this team did it. It was nines plus all across the board.
I have to agree with you in seeing it, and the set is beautiful, the cast is beautiful, of course, the story and what is being told is magnificent. There was a choreography to that show, and I did have a chance to, at one of the talkbacks, to hear Ruben Santiago Hudson talk about this, but there's a choreography there because the show has the actors coming in and out of this Jitney station, and the way that is done and how just flawless it is really something to behold and beautiful to watch.
Oh, I'm so glad you appreciate that. You don't even know how much glad I am that you said that you noticed that and then appreciated it, because it's a fine tuning that requires a timing so that the play doesn't miss a beat and it continues to move. When there is a pause in August Wilson, that pause is quite intentional.
Right.
And when things are in motion on purpose. So, at some point, I would really encourage you to talk to Ruben Santiago Hudson about his you know, personal experience with not only the play and August Wilson, because, you know, he's an award-winning, Tony Award-winning actor for August Wilson.
One of our great interpreters of August Wilson.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And he will tell and share with you some stories I think that your listeners might really be interested in hearing. So he just did a bang-up job. I'm so proud of him and the entire team. I can't say enough good things about them.
The show runs through March 12th at the Samuel Friedman Theater on Broadway. And then do you have ideas as to what you would like to do next or something more with this show and this team?
Yes, actually. We're looking at, I produced last year a production called Turn Me Loose, which starred Joe Morton, who is Papa Pope on Scandal. And it was a two-hander that we did at the West Side Theater to very nice notices, I have to say. It was beautiful reviews, and I think that team also got that right. And we're looking to bring that to Broadway, pending a theater. And that hopefully will be the next thing that I produce on Broadway. And that'll be actually the first production, although I've done co-producing roles in other productions like Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder and Porgy and Bess and Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike. This will be the first time that I served as a lead producer on Broadway. So this is a very exciting time for me in my career. And it's also, I feel very proud of that production as I feel as proud about Jitney. So that's coming down the pike. I'm very excited about that. There is another piece that I'm developing that's a film about this extraordinary human being that Joe Morton actually wrote. And just suffice it to say, it's a sweeping film that takes place over a 60-year period following this extraordinary man. And it's based on a true story. You know, a man who grew up in the South, found his way to Europe, married a countess, had kids, learned to play jazz, became a jazz club owner, joined the army, became the first black fighter pilot, you know, in history of, you know, aviation, then receives France's highest medal award, and then comes back to spend his final days as an elevator operator in the NBC building. And the talk show host, and I think it's not David Frost, I keep forgetting the talk show host, Dave Cavett, was reading Time magazine and saw the article about the medal being awarded. And he said, wait a minute, that's our elevator operator. So he invites him on the show, and he appears on the show in real life back in the day in his elevator uniform. And that's sort of the leaping off point for the story. It's a beautifully told tale, and I'm very excited about working on it.
Well, the production that is on Broadway right now is Jitney. It runs at the Samuel Friedman Theater through March 12th, and it is just a gorgeous, beautiful production, very special and important to see. Ron Simons is one of the producers of that. And Ron, I thank you very much for being with us and for sharing. Congratulations to you and to the entire team, and thank you so much for being with us and for sharing.
Thank you for having me, and we appreciate it. Have a great day, everyone.
A great pleasure. Thank you very much. Again, Jitney on Broadway at the Samuel Friedman Theater in New York through March 12th. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.